He's back on home turf, assistant coach and Hall of Famer Dean Cox. Dean, welcome to AFL Nation.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This is a weird idea, isn't it? Both Sydney teams in Perth.
Yeah, it is a little bit different. Obviously the circumstances throughout the year, but yeah, good to get back here and play on a pretty good deck.
How's quarantine gone so far?
It hasn't been too bad. So we're fortunate enough that we're staying at a golf resort and there's a little bit of space and we have it solely to ourselves. So, the players can sort of get out and go for a walk around and you're not stuck basically in a little room and makes it a bit easier on their preparation.
So you got the Joondalup, you drew the Joondalup straw?
Yeah, we did. So we're very fortunate with that. And they've been great looking after us as well.
Bit of local knowledge in knowing what to lobby for. How did you come away from last week's game, Dean, where there's so much positivity in it but didn't get the prize?
Yeah, I think certainly our pressure and intensity was there for most of the game. And unfortunately, we couldn't get it done with clearances early. They got some real ascendancy and field position from that. So, the Giants are really good against Essendon doing that early. So we've got to make sure that we're switched on in that area and give ourselves every possible opportunity.
Now, Dean, the only question I really want to ask you, what should be a Hall of Famer, a dominant ruckman, a big man, a big leader and as a ruckman, and now you're in the coaching game, and I'm just a little bit worried about you just sitting next to John Longmire. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. So at times I'll get into that a bit, but, it's all part of it, and that's one thing that horses we're there to do is we're there to throw ideas up and try and see if we can make some changes along the way, and if it doesn't work or it's not liked, well, we get the feedback from that. Nothing wrong with it.
are you the whipping boy? You just sit next to him and it's like, Coxie can take it all for the rest.
it's not always directed at me. It looks at times and things, so I'm happy to cop it. I've got big shoulders.
Yeah, and you also bumped your head, didn't you? Was it last week or the week before? And there was no sympathy from the other boys around you.
No, there wasn't. So, unfortunately, they didn't make the Brisbane box too big. And, found a sprinkler along the way and didn't get any blood, so it was good.
Hey, Coxie, how do you go as a coaching staff balancing out the high standards that this footy club's had for decades, but also accommodating for this young group coming through and understanding there is going to be some natural fluctuations with their performance and possibly their effort?
Yeah, that's the tough balance that you have to try and manipulate is to make sure the thing we can't waver from is effort and intensity. And, we've been pretty good at that for most of the year, bar probably the last quarter against St Kilda. So, yeah, we've just got to make sure that we put players into positions that we know that they can do that. We need to find out a lot about this playing list and, it is a young group and who's going to take us forward as well. But as you mentioned, the standards don't drop away at all and we've got to make sure that we continually instill in them what the style of play that we want to do and hopefully they're around for a long time.
How much more even time this year have you got in regards to trialling some of these plays in something as simple as a different position? How much more do you need to find out about some of these younger guys that you've touched on?
Oh, I think the good thing is we get the luxury to be able to do it. We're, we're in a position where we want to win games of footy and try and get this method across this younger group. But, Will Haywood, he's played forward and back at times and we just get a bit of an opportunity to have a look. And what we need for the team is the balance and we're starting to get some players back now. Hopefully there's a couple more to come in a few weeks and they get their opportunity. Footy at the minute, first game, he's played really good in our reserves games and the good thing about the quarantines is you get a chance to spend a lot of time with them and, educate them and they pick all our brains and hopefully perform on match day.
Who do you reckon the com...
what was that in the background?
Perhaps just around here on the ground yelling around.
Of course it was. Who else would it be?
Hopefully he's doing a bit of yelling tonight.
Hey, who do you reckon the compressed format over the last 20-odd days takes a toll on more? Is it the older guys and the guys that are in the later stages of their career, I'll say, or the younger players physically?
I think the older guys know how to manage their bodies and what they have to do week in, week out. And their bodies are probably hardened a little bit more for the rigours of it. So that's one thing. And then the young guys, they're just so enthusiastic. They're jumping around and they're spending a heap of time together, which is, we've had a pretty good run so far. We've got a sort of a 7-day and then a 9-day in a Freo due to these quarantine rules. But you know, after that, we'll find the real, you know, 4 or 5 day breaks are coming.
You mentioned young Zach Foote. What can you tell us about him, Dave?
He works extremely hard, covers the ground well, can play high half forward and get up the ground, try and give us some outlets, and then, you know, can get back in front of goals pretty quickly. So, yeah, we just need him to give a work rate, and, you know, he's worked really hard in his pressure around the contest, and hopefully he brings that as well with Sam Wicks, and, you know, we can get some young forwards trying to get opportunities in our forward 50.
And a broader question around training with the restrictions that have been applied with smaller groups and so forth. Do you think there'll be an element of that that is actually used going forward? Will there be? Is there benefits that you couldn't have foreseen in doing that even when there's no restrictions?
Well, I think probably early in the week for your first session, the players can get a lot more touches of the footy and you can really probably strip it down a little bit more. And whether that's in lines, you can focus specifically on areas that you need or, you know, all different age groups, you know, for the different levels that they're at. So, you know, I think early in the week it will help immensely. You know, not being able to, when you're doing 18 on 18 and you're not allowed to touch each other makes it really tough as well. So, you know, you got to find a balance between how much you want to contact work in small groups or how much you want to get things together as a team.
Did Sam Wicks get some new boots during the week, Dean?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it's a weird one, sort of straight out of the box and just threw them on and the issued boot. And, so we've got, obviously, all our players have been, if they're going to wear them tonight, which is a bit slippery at the minute, you know, they've been adjusted throughout the week and the new stops have been put on.
Yes, well, good luck for it, Dean. Thanks for your time and enjoy, when you get a little taste of home, enjoy it.
Will do. Thanks very much for having me, guys.
Good